Blog Talk Radio.
Hang tight. I gotta play one more song and I'll be back, okay?
And I'm sure that he meant well. But I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way. But it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun not driven.
Well, I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong. But there really is a message of the mind. It won't save your soul.
No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun not driven.
Born again, a Presbyterian or a Methodist, and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance, and jump a few. But if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few.
Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon.
Oh,
it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Mohammed that's
the Lord, y'all. Amen. We're on the air, and I'm Brother Wally Langford, and there is somebody trying to call in, but they can't seem to get in. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if anybody's listening now, but maybe they'll listen later or whatever. You can go to archive later, but I have been notified that they're trying to get on, and it won't. For some reason, if somebody was online, I could see it. If they were calling in on that number I gave, 213-943-3434. That's for later, you know, use. I know, because if you're not on the how, you know, here to me, it's really a waste of time for me to say anything. But I have been contacted here just a few seconds ago. Someone's trying to get on that number or trying to pull up. You might be listening by phone. You can listen by internet if you just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in old past broadcasts. It should pull up. Now, if it doesn't, I don't know what to do about it. I know you can follow. I know you can listen. And that's the only thing I know to do. So, I mean, I can call in myself and find out if we're, you know, broadcasting over the air, because I call in all the time with my cell phone trying to keep up. So 646-915-9234. 6-6 should go through. Now we put it in my room, but, so I can hear. We should be online.
Not online, I don't know what to see.
So we had, look like I just seen a light, let, okay, it's my number. I don't know why anybody else ain't pulling up. I can see mine. If you call in on that number, I can hear it, so I know we're on the air. I don't know. We are on the air, praise the Lord. And I just thank God we are. Not even sure how we're going to do this, but I'm going to have to turn my other phone off because with it being on, I noticed on the last broadcast it picked up so well. This phone I used, I don't even use a headset, and I can walk off in the middle of the room and you still hear it. So anyway, I'm going to hang this one up. Y'all hear me? I'm in a bedroom way over across the room, so that thing's picking up very well. And anyways, we I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I gotta turn my fan back on. I hope it don't sometimes it creates problems for the phone too. I hope it don't tonight. Probably hear it in on the phone. I'm about to burn up in here. I try to run my fan when I can, and but I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I did, Latyla. We owe him all our praise, amen. We owe it to him. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. We were bought with a price, amen. He gave everything for us. And Lord willing, I'm just going to bring out a few scriptures tonight. I might shut it off in 20 minutes. I don't know, but I appreciate those that do pray for us. I thank God for the people that do write me and tell me they're praying for me. For those that have encouraged my heart, amen. And I'm not anything. I'm not. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. And I am so grateful that a God would save my soul and change my life and set me free. Amen. May 25th, 1984, when Jesus Christ saved me, I owe him all of my praise. I owe him everything because he gave everything for me. I didn't deserve anything that Jesus Christ did for me, but I owe him my praise. Amen. And I'll get into it in a minute, and I feel led in my heart to pray. So, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank thee so much, Lord. I thank thee, God in heaven, Jehovah God, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you tonight, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. And I know, Lord, the world don't give one rat's flip about you. They don't care. They don't believe in you, God. But I know there are people out there that do, and you know each and every one of them, God. And Lord, they've been saved, born again, and they're doing everything in their power, God, to follow you and Lord, to stay in step with you and preach the word of God for you, Lord, and for God. And I just praise you so much, dear God, that you're there. I just thank you so much, Jesus, that you went to the cross for our sins. You died for us on a cross. Lord, you were cursed. The Bible said it curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. And, Lord, you shed your blood. God, it took the blood. It didn't take the cross. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away my sins. And I'm so grateful to you tonight, God, that you've done that. Salvation is not in the cross. Salvation is in Jesus Christ and his blood. Amen, Lord. And I praise you tonight for that, God. I thank you, dear God, that you, Lord, done what you've done. I don't know why you did. I know, Lord, you said you loved us. And yet, Lord, there's a part in the Bible that says you hate the workers of iniquity. And Lord, I'm just so grateful, God, that you drew me to you. Lord, the Bible says that without you drawing us, God, if God does not draw us, we can't get saved. I don't care how many prayers we pray. I don't care how many times we've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. If God didn't draw us, we didn't get saved. Amen. And people don't like that. Amen. They think they want to put themselves in the place, God, of your word, and that's not going to work, is it? Well, Lord, I love you, my God. I praise you and bless you. Lord, I don't even deserve to preach, but you called me. And I'm going to do the best I can tonight, Lord. And, Lord, I was going to preach something else earlier this week. I was thinking about a lot of things, and yet, God, you laid this on my heart. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you be my mouthpiece, Lord. I pray that I preach from my heart tonight, Lord, for all the mercies and the kindnesses, God, you showed to me. My God is an awesome God. I serve the true and living God, the Bible talks about. I'm going to go home one day and meet Jesus. I'm not going to go up there and get 10 virgins or 20 virgins or 7 virgins or 700 virgins. I'm going up there to meet a man called Jesus and meet another man called God, Jehovah. Amen. There's not one body up there with 3 heads. I'm sorry. I know that Jesus was God in the flesh. Amen. What the Bible teaches, but God's still sitting up there on the throne and Jesus is standing right there beside him. That's what the Bible says. And so, Lord, I love you tonight. I bless you, praise you, thank you, glorify you. I uplift the name of Jesus Christ. I uplift the name of God Jehovah. I uplift the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Amen. I thank God that you sent a comforter, Lord, to dwell inside of us. That is your spirit that indwelleth in us. Amen. And I praise you for it, God. I bless you and praise you, my God. Lord, I glorify you, Jesus. I could pray and preach at the same time, Lord. If you have me to be that way tonight, I'm all for it, God. I'm just asking your will to be done. Lord, touch hearts, bless hearts. I pray for those that are lost tonight, dear God, that you deal with their hearts, Lord. And God, I don't believe there's going to be one sinner that's going to be able to stand before God and say you didn't tell them, because the Bible said everybody will have heard the word before Jesus comes back. Everybody on the face of this earth is going to hear the word of God some way, somehow. Even out there in the middle of the jungles of Africa, everybody on this earth will know about Jesus because God said they would. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're God and you can do anything, Lord. You said, with God, all things are possible. All things. Not some things, but all things. Amen. And I thank you so much, God. There's so many things out there, God, that's wonderful that I don't understand. I probably, Lord, I'm not even going to try to figure them out. I just want to be a servant of God. I bless you, my Father. I thank you for everything. Pray your will be done now, God. We glorify you, my God, for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. We owe it to him. Amen. We owe God the praise of a lifetime. Amen. We ought to always praise God for our whole lifetime. For the rest of our life, we ought to praise God for what he's done for us. We ought to uplift the name of Jesus Christ. We owe it to him. We owe it to him, the giving of thanks. We owe God every day of our life thanksgiving. Amen. In all things, give thanks. But every day, we give thanks to God Almighty. Amen. Not because he woke us up. Amen. I know this might sound kind of strange, but I think sometimes we hang on to life down here more than we do God. We'd rather have the things of this world than the things of God. So we hang on to them and we clutch to them and we ask for them and we want those things more than we want to be in heaven with God. You say, well, do you want to die? Well, I don't know. I don't want to go home until it's my time. But I'm not worried about going dying. I'm not worried about going because I'm going to heaven, amen, for eternity. It don't bother me to think about, hey, man, I just can't wait sometimes to get home.
Amen. It's not so much that I'm hanging on to things down here. Amen. I'm praying for people. I'm hoping I see other people get right with God. I hope my family gets right with God. I hope I see others get right with God. I hope other families that I've been praying for, that people have asked me to pray for them. I got them in my prayer room. I got them on my prayer wall. Amen. I'm a prayer warrior. I believe in prayer. Amen. I got people ask me to pray for them and their children because they're having trouble at home. Amen. And to pray for them. We ought to give thanks. Amen. It blesses my heart every time. Amen. If someone asks me to pray for their family because I say, Lord, I'm not worthy really to even pray for their family. But I thank God for everybody that has ever asked me to pray for them. And I know God answers my prayers. I see God answer my prayers. And I praise him for it. I do. I praise Jehovah God every day of my life. Amen. Every time. Amen. That God will allow me to live my life. Amen. Down here for him. We're down here for Jesus. Amen. Now, hello out there, Arkansas. We're here for Jesus. Amen. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for Jesus Christ and him only. Amen, and I'm glad that I am. I thank God that May 25th, 1984, glory to God, that God saved me. He saved me from a place called hell. He saved me from my sins. Hallelujah. Amen, I've been baptized, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen, I thank God that I've been saved. Amen, I praise him every morning that I get up, and before I go to bed, I'm praising and talking to God. Amen. And every time if I sleep, I'm still talking to God. Amen. I'm still praying to God. Man, I tell you what, I praise God Almighty that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know why he went to the cross for me. I don't know why he died for me. I didn't deserve what he done for me, but he did. There, he deserves our praise of a lifetime. He deserves it. We owe it to him. He went to a cross, amen, where people literally hated his guts. He died on an old rugged cross, amen. He shed his blood for our sins. And I praise him so much for it, amen. That's why we owe him all of our sins. We owe him. All, everything goes to him. It's all about Jesus. Well, like I said, we hang on to too many things down here. Amen. We're more carnally minded than we are spiritually minded because our carnal minds want things down here. Sure, there's nothing wrong with having a husband and a wife and children and a family and things. But sometimes I think a lot of people let those things get in the way, especially with God and the blessings of God, and God can't bless because they come first. Amen. They come first. And it ain't supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. We are here on this earth, and I'm going to get into some scriptures here in a minute. I'm going to read out of the Bible so you don't think I'm just running off of the mouth. There's many things we ought to be thankful to God. Amen. There's many things, amen, why we should praise the Lord. Many, many, many things in our life. The Bible said, I'm going to read about 1 Corinthians chapter 6 first. The Lord put this on my heart. And I'm going to go to the book of Psalms here in a minute, and I'm going to show you a few other things why we ought to praise God, amen, and not just let alone. I mean, I just can't say it enough how much I praise God just for being saved. How God would take an old, good-for-nothing old boy like me, amen, down in the state of Arkansas. He would wash away my sins, and he'd give me another chance that I'm 56 years old, and God still let me live. And many times I want to go home, amen. Many times I want to see Jesus. Many times I just want to go and be with God, but he won't let me go. His world is not my home. down here to be a light and a testimony. Amen. He put me down here to let my light shine before men. He didn't, when God saved me, I didn't put my light under a bushel. I didn't put it under religion. I didn't put it under anything but the power of God Almighty. When I got saved, it was me and God. I got to praising God. Amen. I was locked up. I was pinned down in a daggone prison cell. Amen. And God saved me. I went to praising Jehovah God. Amen. I went to praising Him. I was dancing around in a prison cell thanking God because I knew something happened to me. I knew that I wasn't holding on to religion. Amen. I was holding on to Jesus Christ. Somehow He came in that cell with me, and somehow He took my sins away, and somehow He took those burdens that I had, and somehow He gave me peace in my brain, in my heart. Somehow He done it. And I started praising Him right there, amen, May 25th, 1984. I went to praising and dancing and thanking God for what He done for me. I got on fire for Jesus, amen. I did. I got to witnessing to them old boys in there. I'm telling you what, I couldn't stop myself. I didn't want to stop myself. I prayed continually. Amen. I read my Bible continually. I witnessed this every chance I got. I couldn't hold it in like the book of Proverbs said. Man, the word of God just comes out of you. It flows like a river when you got Christ in you. It comes out. Amen. You don't want to hold it in. You want to tell everybody. You want everybody saved. Amen. You know, when you get saved, glory to God. Amen. It's like a river, man, flowing from you freely. And it sets you on fire for Jesus. Amen. And you get to preach in the word of God, and you get liberty. Amen. And you see where you work, but you see where God brought you to. Amen. And I've seen so many prayer answered over the years, and I've been in the valleys, and I've been on the mountaintops. But I've seen God do so much for me. I still got a shout in my heart. Amen. I've been in a dark valley. But I still got a shout in my heart, and I got a shout in my voice. And I'm trying not to get too loud. I can't help myself. I don't know what else to do, man. It's like them black brothers said, I can't contain myself. Amen. God baptized me with the Holy Ghost and fire, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you just what the Bible says. I asked God about it. Amen. It wasn't it, but a year later. And it came on me when God wanted it to. You hear me? Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I know I've seen things. I heard God speak to my heart that even the day I got saved, right before I got saved, God said, well, if you do not get saved, you will die and go to hell. And I already knew I didn't want to go to hell. I've had brothers on Facebook try to discredit them. I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. God spoke to me that day. I heard a voice from heaven, and He told me. Amen. And I've learned over the years, I'm not going to follow man. I'm going to look and see what God said. God said, listen to me. I believe God will speak to you. People don't like to hear that. But I don't care. I know what God's done for me. Everything in my Bible is being fulfilled. Everything. Everything in that Bible is being fulfilled today, and it's coming faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. Everything that Jesus said is going to happen is happening. Amen. Why? Because He's coming soon, buddy. And let me tell you something. Yeah, we're going to be persecuted for a little while, but I tell you what, when that trumpet sounds, when Jesus said it, and let me tell you something, when God turns and looks at Jesus Christ and says, it's time, boy, you bring my family home. Amen. And there's nothing. Listen to me. We ain't lost anything. We hadn't lost the battle. We hadn't lost the war. We've lost nothing. It's already been won. Jesus Christ, when He died, it shed His blood for everything. When Jesus Christ said, it is finished, He finished everything at the cross. Amen. I still believe the cross. I believe God said to preach. He said the preaching of the cross. But I believe salvation is in the blood, not the cross. Amen. The cross was used as a tool by God to crucify Jesus Christ. It was a curse for him. He became a curse on that cross. There's no glory in the cross. It's in the blood. Jesus Christ shed his blood for me and you. And we ought to give him the highest praise, amen. We ought not be ashamed to praise God. We ought not be ashamed to lift up our hands and give him glory every time, every day of our life. We owe it to him. We owe it because he paid a price for me and you. He paid the ultimate price for us, and he died for us. God didn't have to use the cross. He used it as a tool. It was an instrument that God chose to use. And I believe when that first drop of blood came out of Jesus, whether it was on the cross or whether when he got punched in the face or when they shut them cracks, when that first drop of blood came out, buddy, it was over. It was finished. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We owe him the highest praise, amen. We owe him all of everything we got because he bought us with his life. I got problems with people when they're afraid to praise God. Amen. I got a problem when they won't lift up their hands and glorify the Father. And you know what? When we get to heaven, I'll tell you what, if you can't praise him now, you're going to be scared to death when we get to heaven. Yes, you are. You know why? Because when we get to heaven, the Bible says the angels, listen, they're praising him right now. The angel, listen, they even know how to praise God when someone gets saved. You know what? I've noticed this. When people get saved, the Christians are like, okay, well, okay, whatever. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the angels in heaven, the Bible says they start rejoicing. They don't rejoice. They rejoice. And when you look in the book of Revelation, they're singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They're thanking God, man. They're thanking God that he's saying one more hallelujah. And we better start being the light like we're supposed to be. We better get our lives clean. Don't tell me you love God and you're smoking dope and you're still doing the same old garbage that he used to do. Well, you're still doing it. Don't tell me how much you love Jesus Christ when he spit in his face by the lifestyle that you live. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. When you do, when Christ comes into you, he don't feel a dirty temple. When you get born again, watching the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you by God's word, you become a new creature in Christ. You're not doing the same old things you're doing, because if you are, you're not saved. And if you don't have the power to stop, you still ain't got it. There's places around here where I live. And now they're talking about the 12-step program in the churches to help someone get a drug addiction, drinking beer, drinking wine, getting drunk. They got the 12-step program for gamblers and everything in the church. I got one step for you. Jesus Christ. The problem is most people aren't saved. The problem is they don't have the Holy Ghost of God living in them, dwelling in them, and they can't stop doing what they're doing because they just don't have Jesus. I don't care if people don't like that. I'm telling you by God's word, by my own life, that when I was raised a Catholic, I thought I was okay, but when Jesus Christ saved me, he let me know I was okay, amen, because I couldn't get away from my sins. I kept falling back to him and falling back to him and going back to him. Remember, when Jesus Christ came in, when the Holy Ghost of God filled me, I'm telling you, God changed me. God said, you don't have to do those things anymore. And I don't. And I don't. And I quit. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor boasters, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Hey, man, I'm still here. It says, meat for the belly and belly for the meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Amen. And God hath both raised up the Lord. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got into a discussion last night, the other night about Jesus and about being a Jew and everything and about God and about Jesus. It says here, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. This one here, the oneness, you know, it talks about what one is. It's very easy to understand when Jesus says, I and my Father are one. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Two shall be one flesh. God and Jesus Christ, two shall be one. Hello. Study it out. You'll understand it. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Glory to God, man. We're one spirit, but we still have our flesh. We still walk around as man, as male and female. We still walk around as Jews and Greeks. We still walk around bound and free. Right? The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He said, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are to glorify God. Yeah, man, listen to me. We are to glorify God. We are to give him all our praise because we are bought with a price. We are bought with his life. We are bought when he came down and shed his blood. And the things that he bought us from are the things that we were doing. He bought us. He saved us. Yeah, man, we owe him everything that we have. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that what the Bible says? Let everything that hath breath. Amen. Now I'm going to read a few of the scriptures here. We lost Arkansas out there somewhere. Maybe I got too loud. It might not. You might not be able to understand me when I'm, I don't know. Psalm 68. We're going to go to Psalm 68. I got other papers, but I just can't sign them yet. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. And the verse I'm looking for really is verse 19, but I like reading through the whole psalm, the chapters that I read through. I really do, but it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Amen. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issue from death. But God shall run the head of his enemies and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, amen, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Now, I'm going to hit this, okay? Now, I pray to God, I lift the brothers out there, amen. I talked to some of them even recently, and even like the Mennonites of the Army, they don't believe in instruments. But I'm telling you, God put them out there for a reason. God let man make these for a reason. And right here, it says they all got together, amen. And he said, bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. Amen. There is little Benjamin with the ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought in us. Amen. The Bible said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Every day, God. Amen. If you look around you, every day, God has done something for us. Now, in our little finite minds, we're always thinking God should give us money. Amen? That's the way people think, that God, the blessing, because we've been taught by the television and these land false prophets on TV, like Joel Osteen and a few other ones, Two Dumb Jakes and all these guys, that we're supposed to be running over with money, and that's all we think about is money. We become so covetous, even in the church house, that's all they think about. All they think about is getting rich. All they think about is bigger homes and more cars and bigger swimming pools. That's what the church thinks about. And they follow all this garbage. And they miss the blessings of God when you look around and see what God has given to you. He said daily he loadeth. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Listen to me. Jesus Christ, he gave everything he had for us. Amen. We were bought with a price, right? But he daily loads us, man. Listen, we're going to go to heaven. We get to go to heaven. Others are going to go to hell. We get to talk to God, and God hears us, and God answers our prayers, and the poor Muslims out there, they don't have nobody to talk to. They say they talk to Allah, they pray to him five times a day, but you know they don't even call him Father. They don't have a Father. I have a Father and a brother named Jesus. You hear me? He's my brother. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Amen. He came down to this earth for what? To die for me and you. He shed his blood for me and you. Amen. He loved us that much that he would die for us. And now the people of today are spitting in his face. You know why? Because every Bible prophecy that has been prophesied or written down in this book is being fulfilled. 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about, and I tell people this sometimes when they say something smart out of it to me. It's amazing to me how many times you see Bible prophecy being fulfilled. They'll come up to you and say, oh man, I've heard that since I was a little boy. When is he coming back? But isn't it amazing how over 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ gave us a Bible? Back in the 1611, that he gave us a Bible? That is written down in 2 Peter chapter 3. It says God calls them a scoffer. They're going to say, we've heard this from the time we was a boy. Our dads was a boy. Their daddy was a boy. Their daddy, you know, mamas and all. And God just started opening my eyes several years ago. ago, many years ago, I say many, over 30 years, about 30 years ago, I read the Bible one day so much, man, I went outside and God said, now what do you see? I said, God, I see your word just fulfilling before my eyes. Amen. We ought to give God praise that he gives us a Bible that we can read, that he gives us a heads up on what's going to happen. He gives us a heads up, amen, where we're going. He gives us a heads up to let us know we've already won because of him. When Jesus Christ went to Calvary and he said, it is finished, that's what he meant. The battle is already won. The war is nothing to God. The devil's still trying to fight. And the devil knows he's got but a short time. The devil knows the Bible. You know that? Do you know that he knows the Bible probably better than most quote-unquote Christians? Because most Christians sit in church and they take anything about the preacher, but they won't look in the Bible to see if it's true. There's many things that aren't even taught in churches anymore or even been brought up before in churches because someone says, that don't go on no more. That don't happen today. Well, I'm here to tell you, I learned in 1984 just to keep reading my Bible, keep praying, amen. Listen to preachers, but I follow them very closely in my Bible. I sure do. That's why I said to you a while ago, when we were brought with the Christ, what did Jesus say? He said, in his word, he said, in such words, some of you, he bought us. Amen. He gave everything to save us. Amen. He changed us. He set us free. He shed his blood for you and me that we could go free. Amen. We owe him all our praise. Everybody in the Bible that I've ever seen that was born again, and there's several of them in there. Man, they were praising God. Listen to me. Paul and Peter. When you go to the book of Acts, I believe we're going back into the book of Acts myself. That's what I call it, going back into the book of Acts. I really do. You know, the only time the church flourished and the only time it seemed like the church was really doing anything is when the disciples and all the Christians were being killed and persecuted and beat up and tortured and put in jail. Paul was in handcuffs most of his life. Amen. That's when you go read it. Oh, they were being persecuted. One day it stopped, it seemed like. But you know what? When you go back and you read the story, you go all the way through the book of Acts, you will find out, amen, that if you want to call it revival, that's fine. Amen. But I call it the move of God. I don't know what's going to happen with the church other than we're going to be persecuted. You hear me? But if God chooses that and it causes a fire to start burning across the country and across this world, then so be it. Amen. The people have to see something real in people's lives. Amen. We can talk all we want to. We can talk about being a Christian. We can put things on Facebook about being a Christian. But if we ain't walking what we're talking, you ain't got nothing. You don't have the Jesus Christ that I have inside me. Amen. I got saved, born again, walked in the blood of Jesus Christ, and he changed my life. He set me free, and I've been walking ever since. Amen. And I thank God that he's there. A lot of people are talking, but they ain't walking. The devils know the Bible. The devils even believe in God and they tremble. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians that are not Christians. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And that power that Jesus Christ is talking about is the power to save you, keep you, change you, set you free. Amen. He'll put a fire inside you. People are afraid of him when he starts talking about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, amen, but it's in the Bible. I like the words of the Bible. I like it when I talk about the Holy Ghost. I like it when God turns you. It turns you loose and he starts dancing and praising Jehovah God in the church, man. I praise him in my house. I praise him on the streets. I praise him everywhere. This world needs to see people praising God, man. I'm telling you, this world needs to hear you say, praise God. I do it on my job. I do it in the places that I go. When something comes up, I say, well, praise God. Amen. I'm trying to do it even more. Amen. never heard that before. And you're standing there, and they, I'm telling you, it works. I know people that are saved, and I can stand there, and they know where I stand because I love Jesus Christ. I let people know with the things that I wear, the things on my cars. I've seen this post on Facebook. And they're talking about, and I don't agree with tattoos, but there's people out there got tattoos and they can't help it. But I don't believe a child of God ought to put a tattoo on themselves. Jesus wasn't tattooed for us. He was nailed to a cross. And see, a lot of churches in there teaching, and these young people getting tattoos on their palms of their hands saying, you know, because Jesus was nailed to the cross, I'll put the mark on. Listen, you ain't done nothing. God says not to mark your body. Amen. I don't care if you like that or not. He said not to mark your body. Amen. He talked, that means tattoos for a child of God. But I know people get saved and have them. Amen. I've seen them and I've talked to people and they said, look, I got saved. And they got them covered up. They do their best to cover them up. And some people can't. And I understand that. Listen to me. If God saved you, he put them under the blood. And sometimes our past lives, and then we can't do nothing about what we have done to ourselves. Amen. But I know it's under the blood. But God doesn't tell us to go out there and do that. Amen. I've seen this thing talking about this bumper sticker. They said, well, why would you talk about tattoos? Why would you put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari? And everybody, yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, I should have posted it, and I did. And I looked at it, I said, because I've seen it before. And next time if that comes up again, I'm going to post it. I said, you know what? Because I don't want people to think I'm bragging. But you know what? I think the Lord smote my heart over it, touched my heart about it. It didn't smoke me, but it was on my heart, you know. And I said, you know what? The next time I see that post, I'm going to put on there just what was in my heart. This is what I would tell him. You know what I would do? I don't care. Listen, about the tattoos. Amen. It's not going to send you to hell. But let me tell you something. I would put a sticker on a Ferrari. I would put it on a Corvette. I would put it on a big old limousine about Jesus. I see people, man. I got friends up here in all these different churches and stuff, you know. And they got Obama stickers on it, but you wouldn't see one sticker about Jesus on there. You don't see any stickers about abortion. You don't see any stickers about being saved. You don't see any stickers about the Word of God being on their cars, but don't put it on there for Obama. I'm thinking, something wrong with that picture, guys. I'm sorry. Obama's not God. He's the devil. He's not salvation. He can't save you. He can't forgive you. All he can do is deceive you. You know why? He's the son of Satan. I'm not going to get into all this, but I'm praising God tonight. Amen. We owe him everything. We owe God all our praise. We owe God everything. Everything we have in your money. Listen to me, honey. Your money belongs to him. You say, well, I pay my tax. I'm talking about your money. Everything is God's. Everything we have is God. Your house, your car, your job, it's God. Without God, you wouldn't have that. Amen. I got a trailer out here. It says, Jesus is. And man, you can't get no stronger than that. Jesus is. It's all his. He left us down here as stewards over his stuff that he gave us down here. We're just stewards. When's the last time? When is the time? And when's the last time? And when is the first time in your life you ever helped a homeless person? Huh? When did you ever help someone that was down and out? When did you ever pray with somebody? And then knowing they were going through a struggle, how many of you have ever talked to somebody and just wept with them and prayed for them and asking God to bless them? When is the last time you wept for our country? When is the last time you wept for your mom and your daddy and your brothers and your sisters? And when is the last time that you got on your knees before God? You know what? I was touched. I won't call their name, but I was touched one time by a person that I know dearly. I ain't never heard anybody pray like this lady prayed. I'm serious. It blessed me so much. I started weeping myself. Because I'm thinking, oh God, what a prayer, Lord, what a God, oh God, what a prayer. And the lady was praying from her heart. She was praying fervently and honestly before God, and she was weeping and crying out to God for her family, for her husband, for her children, for her other people. She was crying out, and it blessed me so much. Because I thought about an older guy, Brother Ralph. He was 83 years young when he died and went to be with God. He said, if you can't weep about America, he said, something's wrong with you. I prayed and I wept over this country. I pray and I weep over my family. I do. I do. My heart breaks every time I hear about somebody that I know that dies. Because most of them died without Jesus. Most of them never got saved. I'm just going by what the Bible says. By their fruits you shall know them. If they died in a drunken state, they went to hell, man. They were never born again. If they died and still living the same old life and God never chasing them, they're not saved. They didn't make it to heaven. Everybody, I see this post and I see things all the time and it grieves me because I'm thinking, man, what does God think about this? God, am I wrong? Am I wrong about all this? Or does everybody get to go to heaven because everybody's living in sin? Are all these people living in sin, God? Women prostitute themselves all their life and then their family. When they die, their family puts them in heaven. People are dying in drunkenness and adultery and fornication. They're dying in it. They got AIDS because they're sodomites and lesbians. And they're lesbians, family, and they're sodomites, brothers and sisters. And they all get to go to heaven because they're family. No, it don't work like that. We belong in the family of God. The family of God is not unholy. The family of God is righteousness. The family of God has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there will be no unholy thing that steps into the gates of heaven. If a person dies as a sodomite, they are not going to go into heaven. No matter whose family it is, and most of the time it's because it belongs to you and it's your family. They're your family. They've got to go to heaven because they're new. But no, I'm sorry. I learned something years ago when I got saved by what Jesus said. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. The unrighteous. There's the saints and there's the unrighteous. I'm not a sinner anymore. I got saved. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm a child of God. I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I'm a priest and a king. I can't be a sinner and a saint. When Jesus Christ took my sins away, I became a child of God. He made me a son of God. Amen. But there's people out there thinking their family's going to go to heaven because they're saved and that's going to make a difference. It don't work like that. We all have to get saved. Amen. Anyway, I'm going to get back. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to follow the Lord as he tells me. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. And that's what you think about it. Amen. And I think about it all the time. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. He is long-suffering. He's plenteous in mercy and truth. You know, people say, well, you know, even I wish I'd have wrote it down. I found it the other night, but when Jesus talked, it might be here in a minute, too, if I find it. Now, Jesus is judge. But here, God, when he talks, listen, God has been merciful to America. God has been merciful to you out there tonight, that God has come to you, those that are saved. He was merciful. His truth set you free. But there are people out there that God is still being pleased in mercy and compassion and love. He's showing you the love of God by God has shown so much mercy and kindness. I've heard and seen like three wrecks or something here just in a week's time. And you think about how many people are dying now. Why would God choose me? Why would God choose you? Why are you left on this earth? David said we can't praise God in the grave. I do believe we go home to be absent from the bodies, to be in the presence of the Lord, for the saints. But while we're here, we ought to be praising God. While we're here, he gets all our praise. Man, I'm talking about everything you do. I'm talking about everything that you have and everything you do should glorify God. God is long-suffering. He ain't come down here with a lightning bolt yet. But he's fixing to shake this earth. I believe God's separating the wheat from the tare right now. What are you going to do if, let's get to this, I guess, scenario out there. If the Muslims do take over, what are you going to do? Most people will sell their soul for a candy bar. And all these liberal people out here, they're so dumb. They're dumb as a box of rocks because they want this to take over. But even the women, listen to me, and I'm not being ugly here. The women don't understand something. Because there's a lot of women up there around the house of devils that y'all call the White House. That's the house that's a den of devils. But there are women up there and men. I'm not leaving them out. Listen to me. But I'm saying because there's a lot of women coming out now saying, we want Sharia law. We want Sharia law. I said, you're dumb as a box of rocks, lady. You know why? Because she's going to have to put on their guard, man, to put them on. She's going to have to cover herself up. They're going to mutilate her. They're going to do all these things to her. They can rape her if they want to. And they don't even see it. That's what a Muslim does. Yeah, I know. I know. People don't want to hear that. I don't know why I'm telling you this tonight, man, but I'm telling you. You better get ready. Because God is long-suffering, but God's long-suffering is running out. Even I've seen a lot of Christians out there. I'm talking about real, true believers, man. They're getting ready. I've seen more prayer warriors coming out than I have in a long time. People are praying. They continually praying. And they come up to you and say, I'm going to pray for you. I'm praying for you. I've been praying for you. It's a blessing to me. Amen. Listen to me. It is a blessing to me when someone says, I'm praying for you. It's a blessing to me when someone says, hey, look, you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your family. You pray for my family. Glory to God. I tell you, that's an honor, man, to be able to sit down and talk to God about somebody. Amen. And God blesses you. Amen. But you learn how to weep for somebody else. Amen. For to see your trials of trouble and your problems and your dark times. Amen. God will let you pray on her. Amen. And you start thinking of others instead of yourself, and you keep on praying. And God blesses you, and you start seeing God move in their lives, and you start seeing God deal with people in their families, and people start praying. You say, man, pray for me. I want to get right with God. Listen to me. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'll tell you this. There are people out there that are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Listen, God can deliver you from it. Amen. That's right. God can deliver you from alcohol, drugs, gambling, pornography. He can deliver you from all that if you let him. You got to listen to him, though. Amen. Funny, I've never done that before. I've been blessed tonight, amen. Let's go to we'll go to Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation. whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Amen. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Amen. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Amen. He deserves our praise continually. We owe him all of it. I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things? O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Amen. David knew how to praise God. Amen. And we ought to know how to praise God too. Amen. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. He says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Amen. Praise God, nor rewardeth us according to our iniquity. We ought to praise him, man. We owe him the praise, we owe him glory, we owe him everything, amen, that's in our being to continually glorify the Father, amen, to glorify God, to glorify Jesus Christ, amen, because he has not dealt with us after our sin, amen, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, because if he dealt with us the way we should be dealt with, not one of us would be in heaven. We'd all be in hell, man. Every last one of us would be in hell. That's why we ought to praise him. That's one other reason why we praise him. Amen. Because he hadn't dealt with us the way he really, it says he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as it is the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We ought to glorify God. We owe him it all. We owe him everything. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. We ought to bless God. We ought to praise him with our whole being. Amen. We ought to be a thankful people. How many times do you thank God that you're saved? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What can I give to God? I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. He was praising God. He loves the Lord because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. He praised God because God heard him. He praised God. Amen. God heard his voice and he heard his supplications. Amen. And God gave him his ear and God blessed him and God heard him. And so he's praising God. The sorrows of death compassed me and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid, and thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. We owe him all our praise. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Glory to God. Yeah, man, we got enough to praise him for. Amen. The Lord taking my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Glory to God. Yeah, hallelujah. We got a lot to praise God about. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Yes, sir, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Man, we got all these things to praise him about. We're bought with a price. He pays the price. Amen. For we can do all these things. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of the thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. I will declare the praises of God. I will declare, amen, that I love Jesus. I will declare that he's king. I will declare that he's the only way to heaven. I will declare that these other gods that you call gods are false and they're not real. They're liars. Amen. Buddha, amen, and Allah, they are not God. I shall not die but live. Declare the words. I'm telling you, I won't die. You hear me? We got a lot to praise God about, it, man. He said, we're lavish. So when Jesus Christ saved us, hey, man, you don't die either way. If you're lost, you ain't going to die. You're going to go to hell. But you live on. When you die after this life on this earth in our fleshly body, amen. If you die in Jesus and Christ saved you, you're going to heaven. If you die outside of Christ, you're going straight to hell, man. There's no pass. Go collect $200. But Jesus is the way to get out of jail free. It cost him everything. It cost Jesus Christ everything for you. Jesus Christ bought us with a price, which was his life. Jesus Christ said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. He shed his blood for our sin. He died on a cross and shed his blood for us. We got a lot to thank him for. We got a lot to praise him over. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You won't die either way. You're going to go to hell or you're going to go to heaven. You're not going to die. The Bible teaches a lost man where it talks about in hell. He says, where the worm dieth not. You know, it's amazing how hot hell is and yet the worm does not die in hell. Do you understand that? You got nothing to glorify about. You can't glorify Jesus Christ in your life if you're lost. You hear me? You don't even understand what it means. Listen, when I got saved, man, this joy in my life and this praise and this uplift of God, man, the blessing that God, knowing God, that forgave me of my sin. And, you know, I didn't care who was around me. I didn't care what anybody thought about me. I'm serious. I didn't care. I was going to praise God. I didn't care what people thought about me reading my Bible. I didn't care what people thought about me praying. I got saved, man. It changed my life, literally. And I don't know, I've said this before many times, I don't know what other people got, but I got saved, man. I got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and my life changed. And I went to praising God. I learned, amen, that I owe him all my praise. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. I see people, man, listen to me. You should never be ashamed or afraid to say, praise God. You can't get a holy run out of people in church. Amen. Why do you sing in your church? You go to church to glorify God, and God touches your heart, but you sit there like a knot on the log. And I've seen the Holy Ghost of God and moves in ways, man, I'll tell you what. I've seen God move. I've been in the presence of a cloud, amen. Even before I got saved when I was a little boy, man, people don't want to hear about the cloud, but I'm telling you, there's a cloud. The Bible talks about it. I was in one. I don't care if you like it. You call me what you want to, but God knows the truth. I was in a tent meeting down in Magnolia, Arkansas, and I'm telling you, the preachers were preaching. They were on fire for God. They were preaching truth, and a cloud came in that tent. And I'm telling you what, people started repenting. People started crying out. People got saved. People got happy because God moved in on the scene. Whether you believe it or not, I know what I saw. I was there. And I thought it was amazing what happened in that tent meeting that night, man. I'm talking about people that got wrapped up in pornography. They're supposed to be saved, and people got cold and callous towards God, and they got it right that day. I know what the cloud is. It's in the Bible. I've read it. I've been there. I saw it. I don't know why God let me go through and see some of the things I've seen, but I'm telling you, it's real. God is real. Jesus Christ is real. I'm telling you, power of the Holy Ghost, God is real. I'm telling you that God can show you things. He said, he promised that I will show you things, man. I'm telling you, God will do things if you'll open up your heart to him. I'm not talking about like these Pharisees out there. I'm not talking about these heretics. I'm talking about the true word of God. I'm talking about the truth, the Holy Spirit of God. I'm talking about, amen, where God will move. God will bless you. God will open your eyes. God will show you miracles. God will show you things that are going on. God will give you wisdom. And people don't want to hear that. When you open your heart to God and say, Lord, here it is, I'm telling you, get ready for a battle. Put on that whole armor of God. Listen, I was talking to a guy there, and I know I'm telling you all this. I'm telling you, I don't even know anyone who's listening, but when I got saved, things happened. Hey, amen. When I got saved, the Lord just opened doors, man. I've seen God move in so many ways. Anyway, let's get back to this. The Lord hath chastened me sore because I'm here to praise God tonight. Amen. I'm here to praise the Lord because of what he's done for me. I mean that. I love Jesus Christ because he first loved me. I told God I'd follow him for the rest of my life on this earth. Why God chose to let me live, and I'm telling you, there's people that I know that are my age, some younger, some older. They've done died and gone on. Why? I don't know. Why God chose me? I don't know. But while I have my being and I still have breath in me, though I long to go home, amen. I even had a dream about that. I heard a woman singing that song, and I didn't know if it was real, but I found it on the internet, man. It blew me away. But when God saved me, I gave my life to him. I owe him all my praise. I owe him my life. I read in the Bible. I don't know what a lot of people done. But when I got saved, I stayed in that Bible. I stay in my Bible now. Matter of fact, I got 3 or 4 Bibles. I have one laying around everywhere. So in every room, I pick up, you know, and start reading somewhere. I got them in my truck. I got them in my pocket. I wear a vest that says repent. Praise God, Jesus Christ is the Lord on the back of it. I carry a Bible in one pocket, and I got something else in another pocket. Amen. I thank God that when God saved me, I'm going to tell you, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, and I'm probably just babbling on. Y'all probably think I'm just running my mouth.
When I got saved, I read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And, man, that overwhelmed my heart so much. I could not believe what I was, I mean, I believe, because, you know, what we say, man, I just couldn't believe that, you know, but I did. When they were thrown in that fiery furnace, I mean, that really touched my heart. I mean, here are some men. I believe the Bible, man. When I got saved, the Bible, I believed it was the Bible. I believe it was the actual Word of God. And I stayed focused in it. I read all the time, and it was so real and so amazing what the saints of God, and though we call it horrific, you know, that people would die like that. But yet, really, they didn't. They wouldn't die. Amen. When they died, when they finally did die, they didn't die. They lived. When our bodies die, but we live. And we're coming back with Jesus Christ. Amen. For those that are persecuted, listen to me. This is what I've hung on to this for years. You might not, but I am. Amen. I look at it like this. Praise God. I told the Lord, amen, I want to come back and rule and reign with him for the 1,000 years. I want to see him with that rod of iron, and he's coming back on that white horse, amen. And I want to ride with him, glory to God. I want to be there, amen, and I'm going to ride. He said those that are being persecuted, amen, those that are hated by the world, you're going to get to come back and rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Amen. You say what you want to. I got excited about that. I'm excited about it now. You know what? I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell every one of you. I said, I told you so. Amen. The people that are around me that are lost, if we come back and rule and reign on this earth, let me tell you something. I'm going to say, I told you. I'm going to ride with Jesus. You think what you want to. You don't have to ride. I want to ride with him. I'm telling you, when I got saved, he brought me into everything. I got 20 billion, trillion, whatever, bolts of praise in my heart. God put the power of the Holy Ghost inside me, man. I'm telling you what, I got a joy down in my heart, amen. And the Baptists and everybody else has tried to rob me of that. They took some of it, but I've asked God, I want it back, amen. I praise God, I praise him, I praise him, I praise him. I praise the Lord, amen, I praise God. I got people around me praising God, amen. They hear me and something goes, and I said, praise God, man. Amen, our life is a testimony. Your mouth don't mean nothing. You hear me? Your mouth don't mean nothing. People talk all the time, but it's in the walk that people are looking for. I'm not anything, but I'll tell you this. I promise you this. There's people around me that are lost as lost can be, but I'll tell you what. I'm loving them in the Lord. I'm trying to be a light and a witness to them. Amen. And I do. The Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Not talking about the people, talking about the works that they do. Amen. And I get a chance, I say something. But I don't have to go in there and cut the head off. God's opened so many doors for me to talk to these lost people. Man, they know it. And they know the Bible. Most of the people that I've talked to that are lost, I'm telling you, they know the Bible. They've read the Bible. They were taught right growing up. Listen to me, they were. It might sound kind of contradicting, but I'm telling you, man, people, amen, even in my time, they were taught what was right. They were taught about the Bible. But some thumb-sucking child that was rebellious to mom and daddy being left, getting in trouble when they done wrong, so they said, one day, I'm going to become president. One day, I'm going to become a congressman. One day, I'm going to change these rules. One day, I'm going to rebel against everything that God told me not to do. And that's why we got what we got. We got sodomites running this nation. We got sodomite lovers everywhere. We got lesbian lovers everywhere. We got people killing their babies, amen, because some dumb-sucking little baby, little black child, rebelled against mom and dad. And I don't care if you like that kind of preacher or not. I'm not here to try to make you like me. I'm here to be obedient to God Almighty. I'm here to preach the word. I'm here to tell you the truth. Amen. I am here to tell you.
He said, man, they ain't got nothing to do with praising God. Sure, it does. I praise him every day, even by the time when I get to preach. I can praise him in all this because it's the truth. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I sing that every morning. Getting ready for school or for work. If I don't sing it when I'm in my house, amen, I'm in my truck singing it. I got one. Listen, this might sound crazy to you, but I got a dog here at my house. You know, isn't it amazing how Jesus, you know, they were talking about the disciples, how they, you know, they didn't like it because they were speaking about Jesus and everything. They were praising the Lord and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the hypocrites, you know, and the thumbsuckers of the church, you know, said, well, they're just getting, they don't need to be praising God. And Jesus told him, said, well, if they don't praise me, he said, the rocks will cry out. My dog, one of my dogs, both of them now, they get excited when I sing that song. I'm serious. I never trained her, never trained either one of them to do this. But the minute me and my son know, we got to singing, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day. That the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Dun, dun. Did y'all hear that? And I know it picked up. I'm serious. I could sing another song and they would not do that. That's my good dogs. Yeah. They started doing that on their own. Even the dogs got happy and started praising God. That might sound crazy to you, but it ain't to me. I mean, it's totally shocked me. I never expected them to do that, but they do it. I didn't ask them to do it. They did. Amen. They praise God just like I do. I know. You don't believe that, but that's okay. There's a lot of things you don't believe about that God can do. That's why he don't do them for you. I've seen him do too many things for me. Amen. I was bought with a price. You hear me? I was bought with a price. And Jesus Christ paid that price for me. He paid the price for you. Amen. He paid the price for our sins. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. You know, I'm here and trying to preach a message to you that we owe God all our praise. I could go on and on and on and on and on and bring you scriptures after scriptures after scriptures. And David was he was a man after God's own heart. I'll tell you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel. You know, they loved God too. They gave their life for him. They would have. I mean, they did. I mean, they didn't die, but they were willing to. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice of the court, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I thank God that he saved me. We owe God all our praise. We owe it all to him. You hear me? He saved us. He loved us. He's there for us. We won't never die. Amen. Anyways, I'm Brother Wally. I was going to play Brother Bernard, and I won't be able to do it. I've only got about like 23 minutes. And I'm glad I'm saved. I hope you are. I'm going to play a couple songs going out, and then I'm going to close. You know, you can listen to the song. I hope you enjoy them. I'm trying to find some more. And anyways, I'm going to play this one, and I'll be back and close out, okay?
Under God was the foundation until the enemy came and convinced we should not pray. In the place where we build our future, now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see a nation on the rock of age,
on the rock of age,
the rock of age is a stone to stand the test of time. A nation should not be built on sinking sand. Without the true foundation below. For without foundation strong, it will not stand the storm. And the strong winds will blow it away. There are some who still said today, why should we pray? Well, we're living in a modern and a lighted day. But when the call came to pray no more, in God we trust, walked out the door. Now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see?
Nations should be built on the rock of ages.
Rock of ages.
The rock of ages is known to stand the test of time.
Test of time.
It will never decay.
Never blow it away.
Well, amen, folks. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm going to keep on praising God. He died on a cross.
He shed his blood for our sins.
And we owe him the praise for the rest of our life. Amen. We owe it to him. We owe God the praise of a lifetime. We need to praise him all the time because of what he's done for us. He gave his life for you. And I don't think people praise him enough. You know, the Bible said, lifting up holy hands without doubting and wrath everywhere. We can't do, you can't even get people to do that today. Man, they're afraid. You know, they won't lift their hands. You know, the Bible says lift up holy hands without doubting or wrath. And praise him. Everywhere. That's what God told us to do. So, anyway, I'm Brother Wally Langford. I don't know what else to say other than I love the Lord. If you're there tonight and you're lost, you need to repent and believe the gospel. You need to repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to save you. Amen. And get right with God tonight. And child of God, you need to get ready because we're going to go through some stuff. We're fixing to go through it. And you don't want to believe that. You better let your stuff go. All your houses and your fame and everything else, you better let it go. And you're going to get caught up. The Bible said in Luke 21, he said, pray that you be counted worthy to escape these things come to pass. And he says, don't get yourself caught up in the cares and of this life, in the cares of drunkenness and surviving in the cares of this life. Watch and pray. Pray that you be not caught up in the cares of this life, and cares of surviving and drunkenness. Worried about these things, amen. I'm talking about the child of God, man. We're still here. We're not going to be out of here. Look around you. See what's going on in our country today. Watch it. It's coming. Anyway, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you take this message and, Lord, bless it and pray that God would help somebody. And we love you, my Father, and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name.